chapter 33. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nation shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of locusts, he shall run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
Glory to God. Welcome to WNR. This is Jim. Blessings to you and your loved ones. We want to believe with you and pray for you. Send us your prayer requests. hello@wonderreality.org. The purpose of this podcast, the purpose of the ministry Wonder in Reality, is to help people. That's the purpose, to reach the lost. So it's primarily evangelistic to reach the lost, but also reach those people who might know Jesus Christ but have not found the supernatural, glorious, spirit-filled life. Amen. And also teaching, and we also, I want to offer practical stuff to people. But today's message is continuing the series, which is probably going to wrap up soon, the fear of the Lord. And we just heard in Isaiah, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. Another translation says, your treasure. The fear of the Lord. Something so important. Jesus said, I tell you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after, you know, Luke 12:4-5, I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. And then he gives an encouraging thing. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? Not one of them is forgotten before God. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. The fear of the Lord. It's a serious topic. And you know, our walk with Jesus is both very serious but also simple, and we can simple and fun and exciting and all the positives that you can think of. Every positive that you can think of, that's a walk with Jesus Christ. It's what we were born to do. And I want to say this is so ironic that most of the world and most of the Christian church, that is the Catholic and the Protestant church, let's look at the big picture, most of the Christian church is in dead religion, and most of the people in the world who view a walk with Jesus Christ, that view it as dead religion. And it has nothing to do with that. It's such a tragedy. And I say this from firsthand experience, because that's what I saw for so long, and I was like, I know that's not the answer. It's what a walk with Jesus Christ, what we were born to do. In fact, what every person was born to do. God wants to save every person. He wants every person to come to know Him fully and make it to heaven. That's very clear. So many scriptures for that. But that's also common sense. For God so loved the world. The whole world. And yet the tragedy, less than 30%, roughly, we don't know exactly, will be saved. But I do want to answer some things. We just read a scripture, you know, Jesus gave a very serious exhortation, you know, fear Him. After He is killed, has power to cast the body into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear Him. He gives this very, very serious exhortation, but then follows it up with something very, very encouraging. One of His more encouraging truths that He revealed about the hairs upon our head are numbered. They're not just, He doesn't just know how many. Each individual one is numbered. And all the sparrows, all the birds, all the created beings and animals and birds, not one of them is forgotten before God. This is so beyond our comprehension that, so what's the answer? If it's beyond comprehension, the Holy Spirit. Knowing Him, He's the Spirit of Jesus, changes everything. Everything changes. And we move into this, we are a new creation. We become a new creation. If we're in Christ Jesus, and every day, such a glorious opportunity to walk with Him. And it's, again, yes, it's serious, but it's what we were born to do. He loves us. We are, you know, partakers of the divine nature of Him. We, you know, and these exceedingly great and precious promises, so wonderful that for eternity we will be experiencing them and learning about them and just celebrating Him. Amen. It is serious, though. Like, for example, the parable of the talents. Famous parable. You know, He gives us a certain amount of spiritual, you call it, you know, you might call it spiritual input that's been given to us, and a calling and a ministry that He has, and it's up to us to pursue it and follow it. And that's serious, you know. In that parable, two of the men, it could be men or women, followed it, and they were rewarded, but one did not. One of the central things was that one was in fear. He was fault finding. You know, he said, "Oh, I knew you to be an austere man." He was fault finding, and he was lazy. So let's don't do that. Let's seek the Lord. You know, great man of God said, let's occupy. Stay, you know, get the message out. God has a ministry for you. Everyone, He's got a ministry for everyone. And so, as we seek Him and know Him, that's He'll reveal it to us. Also, He may be calling you and others to intercede and be an intercessor. It's not something that's, you know, it's not up in front of people and looking good and, you know, all this. It's not, but it's, wow, it's an awesome calling. Be a prayer warrior, an intercessor. I want to answer some things I've been wanting to kind of answer these objections. People say, okay, you're saying it's so wonderful that God knows, he knows, loves us. He knows everything about us. He loves us more than we can imagine. He knows what we're going to, Psalm 139, he knows everything about us and knows us better than ourselves. He loves us with an everlasting love. So why is it that somebody might say, why don't I feel, him and his, why do I feel so empty and so, the darkness is there and I've asked Jesus into my heart? Well, there's many, many, some answers to that. But the first one is, there's a verse in Isaiah, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high as his ways are above our ways and his thoughts above our thoughts. The way he works with us is a mystery, way beyond what we can comprehend. Now, number two, we do know that he tests man to see what's in our heart. You can just Google that and look up. There's set many scriptures about that. He tests us. We're made in his image. We are, we have a complete free will. And so he's watching us and seeing what we do and all that. Number three, he will withdraw his presence and here's a beautiful thing. He loves us. He knows what's best for us. He will withdraw himself and hide. Isaiah, another scripture says, surely you are the God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. He hides himself so that we seek him, and it's in that process that our old nature dies, and then we can find him. That's how we find him. He knows what's best for us. And it's not by us improving ourselves to be like Jesus. It's about us getting rid of our old nature, what the New Testament calls the flesh, which is our old nature, and letting our spirit man rule our life. Amen. And so, Jesus, one of his big teachings was that we must die. If anyone comes after me, let him forget himself, deny himself. But the word is forget. The Greek word is forget himself. Take up his cross, follow me. For anyone who wants to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake and the gospel shall find it. Such an important teaching, and it's one of the last teachings he gave also when he said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So that's why someone may feel empty. I hope that people realize this and that they, I noticed this. I mean, it's like, wait, I'm not feeling his presence. Well, I need to seek him. I need to seek him. You shall seek me, you shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart. So, hope this is encouraging. Please go to our website. Thanks for listening, and more soon.